This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Noon on hump day. Congratulations. Halfway to the weekend. It's all downhill from here. Thanks for being with
love
us.
Love me some print.
Noon hour straight ahead. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes from right now. We'll get to the back page with Bo where he will explain what was going on between the Georgia pitcher, the Georgia Bulldogs pitcher, and the Kennesaw State dugout after their game. And at 12:20, we're going to talk Falcons draft. Maybe. Or maybe we're going to talk about something else. I don't know. We'll see what we do.
Well, I know yesterday it was on a rundown, and because it came out over the weekend about the – you remember the whole Jonathan Martin thing, Richie Incognito bullying thing?
Yes.
Well, it kind of played out like most of us thought it was, you know, and this – I just remember, because like I know Richie, and I know Richie, he's a, you know what,
he is.
And for that dude to and his family to try to put that on him and like try to basically ruin his damn career. Now, he got on with other teams like that over bullying. When I first read that story, and I was like, really?
Yeah.
Like, now, because it always comes back to a thing where, well, after the fact you said this, all these years after it happened.
That's a long time ago.
It's a long time ago.
Like, everyone's out of the league now.
Everybody's not playing. So, what were you waiting on?
Right.
Like, why?
Like, if you didn't actually get bullied.
Then why don't you let it, then you should have said that from the get-go.
Yeah, maybe you should have said that from the beginning and not let this whole smear campaign play out. And yeah, I've read a bit about it. Yeah. Obviously, everybody remembers when it was going on and what was being said. And even back then, I was like, I don't know, man. Like, you're a
grown-ass man.
Grown man slash professional football player. Like, what do you mean bullied? Like, what are you talking about?
I never understood. Again, I know Richie. Richie, like, he would do some wild stuff. He would, especially in St. Louis. I'm like, hold on, y'all know you can say no. You know?
Right.
You know you can't say no. He's not going to beat you up or anything like that. And he wouldn't. He's never been. I've never seen him grab nobody or anything like that. But, yeah, that whole thing, that just irritated the hell out of me, especially when it initially happened. Like, God. Bullied.
And so now Jonathan Martin is coming back out and saying, quote, never believe for a second that he was bullied.
Then why'd you say you
were? And he regrets participating in the league investigation.
But you did it.
You did it.
You did it. So what are your regrets now? Why didn't you?
I think he regrets now being remembered as the guy who got bullied out of the NFL. Which is pretty, like, I would hate to be remembered as that.
That could be it.
Oh, yeah, remember Jonathan Martin?
Oh, yeah, that's the dude that got bullied.
Oh, soft-ass Jonathan?
Soft-ass Jonathan. That's exactly what you call him. Oh, soft, big softy.
Yeah, man.
No, he played like it too, matter of fact. Whatever. Man.
Right. That's not why he was out of the league. But that's what he feels like, maybe, and that's why he's trying to retell the story or something like that. I know it's like you guys are both out of league now.
Done.
And you're not coming back. So this was like 15 years ago.
So why not? Just go ahead when the initial thing came out and you knew the honest truth and people were saying in the locker room, like, no, that didn't really happen.
Yeah. Man.
Oh,
you couldn't have
People ran with it because
you wouldn't have needed a microphone for how loud I would have yelled. I wasn't being bullied.
Because nobody wants to be somebody, you know. But that's what I'm saying. Like, but everybody was loving it because you got
people love
the big football player bullying the other big football player. See, it happens all the time.
People
love it. Everybody was like, "Get the hell out of here, man!"
It was one of those stories that it was one of those ones that transcends football.
Yeah.
For bad reasons, because people would love to jump on it, and they were like, "Oh, this is more like a," because it was, you know. This been more of a push to anti-bullying, and all, which I agree with that. Like anti-bullying amongst children and schools and stuff like that is great. But yeah, like that was kind of the start of that, and or at least that was when that was really hot. So yeah, I know people couldn't wait to jump on it and believe it without even looking into it.
Exactly. Oh,
kick him out of the league forever.
Oh, soft ass dude.
you can't rewrite history with me.
Yeah.
So. You said you got bullied, so you did, as far as I'm concerned. Let's get to an NFL No Huddle.
Aww.
NFL No Huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. Joe Mixon's $25,000 richer, kind of. I mean, at least he gets his money back. Right?
Yeah.
I call that $25,000 richer because he thought he was going to have to. He got fined for saying some stuff about the refs, him and Will Anderson both, after their playoff loss to the Chiefs. Now, Will Anderson did actually say stuff about the refs.
Right.
I think they thought that maybe the penalty was bogus, so they gave him his money back, too. Mixon didn't actually say anything about the refs.
But he,
he just sort of said a vague comment about we knew what it was going to be like today.
The best thing about that is like that 25, that gecko, it's like 25 you didn't have.
Yeah.
Starting the offseason, he's like, oh, there's a $25,000 wire from the per NFL to my account. Appreciate
it. It's almost like a bonus.
Yeah, because you're not getting no checks right now. So they send you an individual check to you, and you go about
your business. Just pops into your direct deposit?
Hell yeah. Let me go and get that 25 back.
What do you? Is it like, all right, we'll just be smart with this, and we'll invest it like we're doing all of our other money?
Might as well.
Or is it, I don't know, this is kind of like found money.
Oh, now.
Let's be wild.
Let's go have some fun with it. Yeah. Why not? Yes, off season, let's go down. Let's go rent a boat or a yacht down in Capri and you know, get some honeys and go have a good time. Drink some wine with the stem and get to it. Why not? Why not?
Seems right.
That's a whole day. Come on. Now because the unfound money, that was the biggest thing amongst us, because you would always get your dues back. Mm-hmm. You know, every year you get your dues about 10 grand. And then you think we told our wives about that? Hell no.
But that was your money, though.
That's my money.
Like, it's money that you paid and then you got it back.
Yeah, but
it's just like when we get our tax returns.
Yeah, you would get two
checks. We get so excited. Yeah, it's like, well, that actually was our money.
Yeah,
like,
but still, you would get two checks. I never forget them, Andy. Everybody knew what you got. You would get the two checks. You would get your dues back, and then you would get another 10. You would basically get 20. And this, they get, yeah, you tell her about that. Just don't go buy nothing with evidence. We're like, how can we spend as much of this without her knowing
right.
in one day?
So that's
without any evidence that we had money.
Right. So obviously that's not for something. Like you're not buying an item.
No. We got to go out here.
For like a service.
Yes. We're gonna take this money.
Or an experience.
And we're going to go spend the whole day. And we're going to see if we can just go through it.
Yeah. See how high you can throw it in the air.
See how high you can throw it in there.
And how slow it comes down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there's no proof of that.
What a time to be 26. And then you get to 27, like, you dumbass.
Think of all the money I threw in the air.
You dumbass.
It could be building compound interest.
No. Call Sapphire. Tell her we're going to be there at 2. We're going to be there from 2 to 2. Call her. Rose all of them. Tell them all to get to work now.
Yeah, that's a good way to have no evidence.
Throw
it on the floor and drink it.
Yeah, tell them all to get to work now.
Carolina Panthers re-sign Andy Dalton.
Smart.
2-year deal. Super smart.
Smart.
Like, obviously the situation last year wasn't great, but I think it played out about as good as it could have, right?
Yes.
And I think Andy Dalton and Bryce Young are partially to credit for that, just kind of being the guys that they are.
Yes.
Canales as well. Bring him back. Like, let him be the obviously
backup.
He played okay when he got in. You don't want him to play anymore because he's the backup. But they seem to have a really good relationship.
I think that's the biggest thing is that they seem like they have a great relationship, and he's a mentor to this young quarterback who's still young.
Sure.
And you know, he played well after the benching and everything like that. But yeah, I thought, you know, you get a high quality backup like Andy Dalton, because Andy can do this role for 5-6 more years.
How old do you think Andy Dalton is, just if you had to guess?
He's 35, isn't he?
37.
Okay.
37 years old.
Okay, so I mean, this will take him to 39. So, yeah, he could do this another 3-4 years.
Kind of three parts of his career.
Yes.
Right? Like the starter in Cincy, where he had a lot of success.
Yeah.
Just not in the playoffs.
He's going to win the playoff game.
And then he had the middle part where he was bouncing around a little bit. And then now, go be a backup.
Yeah.
Go man, be a mentor.
Not a bad, I mean, it was a second round pick.
It's a great.
It was a second round pick out of TCU, man.
And great
and,
career.
And just shot a really nice career for himself.
Always want a Googled career
earnings.
Oh,
he's a 100 milli guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a 100 milli guy.
Closest to the pin, career earnings for Andy Dalton.
110.
I was going to go like 130. Let's see. Career earnings. 110, damn.
Okay.
On the nose. On the nose, yeah. Not even close to the pin. That's a hole in one.
Yeah.
Although, when it's all said and done, it's going to be even higher than that.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, I think that's
good for him.
A nice signing for them. If you can find a good backup that's like Andy, that's not going to be like, I want to be a starter still or something like that.
How much do you think that's even going to cost?
What?
For him, 2-year contract. Did it say?
I thought it was 2 for $12 with six.
Six per?
Yes.
Yeah, that perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. All right. Chargers are going to open the season in Brazil. Was the Eagles and the Packers opened the season in Brazil last year? They both made the playoffs. The Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Chargers are going to open the season in Brazil this season, week one. Jets and Browns are going to play in London. The Jags are going to play in London as well. The Colts are going to play in Berlin. The Dolphins are going to play in Madrid. The Steelers are going to play in Dublin. Grows every year.
Yeah, man. No matter what you can say, they're continuously going to have games overseas and everything. You're talking about going to Brazil from L.A. That means that, like, Jim and them are going to have to come all the way over here at least 2 weeks in advance and probably get down there a week in advance and everything like that and to get themselves acclimated and everything because that's a long-ass travel from, you know, that's usually on Friday night, too. And so, but yeah, I mean, it's going to expand and it's going to keep expanding. Don't know where they would go now after the. I mean, would you put it? I mean, maybe go back to Japan.
My destination, like my, I don't know about final boss, but like the final stage of this is an international Super Bowl. I don't want it.
I don't see that happening.
You
bro.
Don't?
I can't. That I don't see happening, dog.
How come?
Mm-mm. I don't think they wouldn't. I don't. I mean, anything you put a price tag on. Stuff
that's like, what I mean.
You know, like with one of them sheiks in Qatar. Like, hey Roger, I give you $100 million.
We're gonna do a Dubai Super Bowl.
Yeah, unless it's something like that.
But they would though. Like,
but there's a reason why. For some reason, you don't see a lot of that money in the NFL.
What
like
is the
ownership
reason?
Wise? Like the princes and the sheiks.
I know, but what's the reason?
I don't know.
Because like, they haven't done it yet.
Yeah, they haven't done it yet. But yeah. Is the NFL going to like?
It's going to happen.
Is the NFL going to like, hey, dog? No.
All the things we've said aren't going to happen.
The owner's got to vote on.
Oh, I know.
There, right? But the reason the guy is the president right now because the NFL owner said no.
Oh, right. Yeah,
they're
right.
Like, no, we don't want
like, hang on, what are you talking about?
Yeah, we don't want you in this club.
Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah.
We're talking different money
than
that.
Yeah, I'm the president.
We're talking about different. We're talking about different money than that, though.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know why, but you just don't see it.
Yet.
I'm not.
They're going to have casinos and stadiums. We didn't think
that.
They'd ever have that. They got a team in Vegas.
I understand.
You're going to be able to gamble on anything you want.
I understand.
We got seven games internationally now. Next year it'll be 10.
We got it all. I understand what you're saying. I don't see that.
The Saudi money is going to come in eventually. It's already in golf.
Yep.
It's already in soccer by far. Mm-hmm. It's in the NBA. They don't really want to talk about it, but it's in the NBA. Like, it's there. And it's going to be in the NFL. Like, that's how they're going to get to the next thing. It's like,
I don't believe that.
You don't? Why?
I just don't.
You think they're going to start having?
Because the thing about
you think
it is,
they're going to start having standards?
It ain't about the standards part about it. I just don't see it happening. I just don't.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Cool, man.
I think the money speaks.
The money speaks, but the thing about it is, it's an individual entity. How much money are they going to bring collectively to the NFL?
So much.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why when we talk about the international Super Bowl, is going to be like, Roger, we'll give you all this money to have the Super Bowl. I mean, they did it for the Rams World Cup.
Yeah, and then we'll just split it amongst all 32 teams. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
But to own the team, because, I mean,
and then once you have that, then but
that's what I'm saying. Like,
then your foot's in the door.
Like, if somebody goes and buys the Cleveland Browns,
yeah,
nah, I don't see it.
I do. I think I own the whole NFL pretty soon. All the leagues. We're gonna be doing Sports Radio 92.9 Qatar in like 10 years. All right, we'll come back. We're gonna. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Choose your own adventure next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.